And now, gambling terms. Push, a wager that results in a tie. Even money, bet with the same payout as you wager. Legit, knowing where it's truly legal to gamble in Colorado. You can enjoy legal gaming in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, as well as licensed online sports and off-track betting in Colorado. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at PlayLegitCo.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Off the ball, breakfast.
What, is it late in the morning for you? Is it a long morning so far?
I'm just not sure.
Owen loves the game.
About all of this.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Ringrose returns for Leinster. Munster to keep Snyman in reserve for their URC semi-final. And four uncapped players named in the Ireland squad for the Under-20 Rugby Championship. First up today, Munster have decided to leave Orgie Snyman on the bench for tomorrow's URC semi-final with the Glasgow Warriors. He's replaced by Finian Witcherly in the second row in one of four changes from the quarter-final win of the Ospreys last week. There's another among the pack with Jack O'Donoghue named at number 8 in place of Gavin Coombs. Alex Nankivell returns from an ankle injury and starts at inside centre with Sean O'Brien dropping to the bench. The other change sees Mike Haley promoted from the replacements to start at fullback, with Simon Zebo reverting to the wing and Calvin Nash missing out. Meanwhile, La Rochelle head coach Ronan O'Gara has weighed in on the disquiet surrounding Peter O'Mahony. The Ireland captain cut an unhappy figure as he was replaced by Jack O'Donoghue just 6 minutes into the second half last week. O'Mahony since revealed his contract extensions got messy, but speaking on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, O'Gara says concessions should be made for a player of O'Mahony's standing.
The word legend is bandied around way too often in sport because there's not 30 club legends in your squad every year. But unfortunately, Irish people look upon it like that. But if there was a person, I suppose, that merited to be treated differently than the others, irrespective of performance, and it really does come down to performance, Adrian and Aisling, at the end of the day, because that's how you decide. But there are some guys that are a little bit bigger than the game for the environment, and on the outside, and having played with Peter, for me, he would be the outlier in that regard. He would be the person, because I think he makes people around him better. And if you were to throw through the Munster squad, another guy that would jump out would be Simon Zebo in that regard, that they have a radiating presence about them. The performance then becomes a different debate, because there have been times when I presume we've all felt that there was more in Zebo, but when you look what he does on the pitch, I can't tell you because I don't have his performance graph in terms of, you know, how many training sessions he's attended, how many games he's played, how well he's played in those games. But for me, in terms of the backs, that would be the guy I think that deserves probably someone you can build a team around, and from a forwards point of view and from a full environment point of view, Peter O'Mahony is the shining light for Munster and has been for a long time. Has a huge role to play.
Now, for their part, Glasgow have named an unchanged starting 15 for tomorrow's game at Thomond Park. They saw off last year's finalists, the DHL Stormers, by 27 points to 10 in last week's quarter-final. Franco Smith has made one alteration to his bench, however, with tighthead Murphy Walker in place of Nathan Macbeth. So the teams for tomorrow at Thomond: Mike Haley starts at full-back for Munster, Shane Daly and Simon Zebo are on the wings. Antoine Frisch this week partnered by Alex Nankivell in the centre. The halfbacks are unchanged, with Jack Crowley starting alongside Craig Casey yet again. It's an unchanged front row too of Jeremy Lockman, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer. Finian Witcherly packs down alongside Tadhg Byrne in the second row. Peter O'Mahony starts at blindside flanker, John Hodnett is on the open, and Jack O'Donoghue will start at number 8. Graham Rowntree's gone with a 6-2 split on the bench, with Dermot Barron, John Ryan, Ollie Yeager, Orgie Snyman, Gavin Coombs and Alex Kendellan covering the forwards. The backs will be manned by Conor Murray and Sean O'Brien. For Glasgow, Josh McKay starts at full back for them. On the wings, it's Sebastian Cancellara and Kyle Stain. In the centre, Hugh Jones and Sione Tuipulotu, with Tom Jordan starting in at half and George Horn at scrum half. It's a front row then of Jamie Batty, Johnny Matthews and Xander Fagerson. Scott Cummings is alongside his Scotland teammate Richie Gray. Matt Fagerson, Rory Darge and Jack Dempsey are the impressive Glasgow back row. Now to Leinster, who welcome back Gary Ringrose to their starting 15 for tomorrow's semi-final away to the Vodacom Bulls. That's the solitary change to the team that beat Ulster last week, with Jamie Osborne dropping to the bench. Jake White, meanwhile, has made three changes to his Bulls side, with Kirtley Arenza undergoing surgery on a fractured cheekbone. He's replaced on the wing by Sergil Peterson. On the opposite wing, Devon Williams takes the place of Sebastian de Klerk, and the one other change to their pack sees Springbok flanker Marco van Staden in for Nizam Carr. So for Leinster, it's Jimmy O'Brien again at full back, Jordan Larmour and James Lower on the wings. A centre partnership this time around of Gary Ringrose and Robbie Henshaw, Ross Byrne and Jemison Gibson-Park are the halfbacks. It's a front row of Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Tadhg Furlong. Joe McCarthy is alongside captain James Ryan in the second row. Ryan Baird continues at blindside flanker. On the open, it's Josh van der Fleer, and Caelan Doris will start at number 8. The bench for Leinster is manned by Ronan Kelleher, Keane Healy, Michael Alaalatoa, Ross Maloney and Jack Conan covering the forwards. Luke McGrath, Kieran Frawley and Jamie Osborne look after the backs. For the Bulls, Vili Leroux will start at full back for them. Sergil Peterson and Devon Williams, as I mentioned, are on the wings. It's David Creel and Harold Vorster in the centre for them. Johan Goosen is partnered by Ambrose Papier in the halfbacks. Gerhard Steenekamp, Johan Grobbelaar and Vilko Love are in the front row. Ruan Vermark and Ruan Norche are in the second row, Norche captaining the side. Van Staden, as I mentioned, starting a blindside flanker. Erling Love is starting on the open, and Cameron Hannicombe will start at number 8. And despite the naysayers after their Champions Cup defeat, Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has been impressed with his side's performance on two fronts this season.
We're very close to win the Champions Cup, fellas. As I said at the time, it was a drop goal we had at the end. If we'd gone, what, 2 feet to the right, we'd be sitting here as Champions Cup winning team, getting ready to play a semi-final. Whether we'd win this game or not, I don't know. Would that make a difference? But we'll find out afterwards. But it's hard, isn't it? Like, it's fighting on two fronts is hard, and that's why some of the decisions around, you know, managing the group, because if you think we've come off the Six Nations and we're, what, 13 games in a row since then. If you go to a final, it was 14 games, so that's probably slightly longer than what we would have had traditionally. This last block of the season used to be only 10 weeks, whereas now it's 14 weeks. So if you think, it used to be the June test, now it's the July test. So it's unusual for us to play rugby, provincial rugby, in June, because normally the season's finished at the end of May. So used to, when we started playing Pro 12 and Pro 14 after that, it was the final would have been at the end of May. So it's not impossible, because, you know, in 2018 we were able to do the double. Granted, it was without the South African teams, so we obviously have done it in the past, a double, with the travel and all that goes with it. It just makes it more challenging. Is it impossible? No, of course it's not impossible. But yeah, it's bloody hard. But you can see with the teams, obviously some teams get knocked out of, say, Champions Cup, so they're able to rest up and fill up the fuel tanks, so to speak. Whereas other teams truck on. So obviously we've been trying to truck on every week. And that's the challenge. That's what we want to do. So it's hard. And that's why maybe some teams do what they do. But for us, we'd still be as ambitious as always, and try to go after a few competitions, because we value them very, very strongly. So, and they're fantastic challenges to go after.
Finally, Willie Falloon's named his first Ireland under-20 squad ahead of their World under-20 Championship in South Africa. Falloon recently took over from Richie Murphy, and he's included 4 uncapped players in a 30-man panel. Leinster duo Mikey Yarr and Ruben Maloney get the call, as does Connacht's Max Flynn and Munster scrum half Jake O'Riordan. Ireland's first pool game comes against Italy a fortnight from tomorrow. That's in Cape Town. Then it's Georgia and Australia before a hoped-for semi-final. The team will be captained by Evan O'Connell. That's it for today's, and indeed this week's, Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.